Good afternoon, my name's Gary Sherry, I'm the Chief Executive Officer and I declare this meeting open at 5:04 PM. On behalf of Council, I would like to acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands of the Noongar people and pay respect to all Elders past, present and emerging. I wish to acknowledge and respect local people's continuing culture and the contribution they make to country and its life. In accordance with Regulation 14I of the Local Government Administration Regulations, this meeting is being recorded and recordings will be available on the Shire's website. By being present at this meeting, members of the public consent to the possibility that their voice will be recorded. The first order of business is 2.10.23, the election of President. I have received one nomination by Councillor DeLonger. Councillor DeLonger has nominated Councillor Wallace and I have Councillor Wallace's acceptance of that nomination. Is there any further nominations? If there's no further nominations, as returning officer, I'll declare Councillor Wallace elected as the Shire President of the Shire of Brookton. Right, if you would like, and that will let everybody breathe.
Take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity perform the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Brookton under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
So I'll continue on with the election of Deputy President. So at the moment I have two nominations for Deputy President. So I have a nomination by Councillor Wallace to nominate Councillor Crouch for the position of Deputy President. And I have a nomination from Councillor DeLonger to nominate Councillor McCabe for the President, for the Deputy President of the Shire of Brookton. Is there any further nominations? As there's no further nominations, we'll now conduct an election. Excuse me, Rob, I should jump in front of you. The election is conducted the same as the council election, so I'll provide a ballot paper. You'll get to put numbers in the space of that. Number one for the council candidate that you prefer. Number two for the council candidate that you don't. And we'll count them up. And I'll come round and pick up the ballot paper in a second. I'm presuming that you're able to fill them in where you're sitting. You don't need a if you choose to go to another space where you can be confidential, please feel free. Spared no expense on the election, I declare that Councillor Lachlan McCabe has been elected to the position of Deputy President, 4-3. And Lachlan, I'll ask you to come up and
Lachlan McCabe of 11803 Great Southern Highway, Brookton, have been elected in the office of Deputy President of the Shire of Brookton and declare that I take upon myself and I will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office, the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Brookton under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
The next order of business is to allocate seats at the table. Yeah, Yep.
No, no, it's fine.
So on our list of councillors, this seat is normally taken up by the Deputy Shire President. So, Lockie, in future, you'll be sitting on this seat. The next seat around will be taken up by Councillor DeLonghan. The next seat around will be taken up by Councillor Crouch. Yep, so now where Councillor Copping is currently seated, she'll continue to stay there. And then where Councillor Harbin is currently seated will be Councillor Toop. And Councillor Harbin will sit where Councillor McCabe is currently seated. That is business. So,
we hereby close the meeting.